in Gaza as a possible Rafah offensive looms, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
A senior Hamas official gave no details of Israel's offer, but said that it was in response to a recent proposal from the militant group. Hamas's statement came hours after a high-level Egyptian official visited Israel. Their discussion focused on a limited exchange of hostages and the return of displaced Palestinians to their homes. Egypt intensifies efforts to negotiate a deal to end the months-long war and hold off a possible Israeli ground offensive in Rafah. Meanwhile, in a recent Israeli airstrike in Rafah, a house was hit, killing more than five people, including children, according to officials at a local hospital. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapped up his latest visit to China. At one point, he warned bluntly that if China does not end support for Russia's defense industrial sector, the U.S. would act to stop it. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Blinken stressed that the U.S. has serious and growing concerns with China's policies and practices on the local, regional, and global stages. And he said the U.S. would not back down.
We also discussed a range of regional and global crises where China can play a constructive role. I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
On several occasions, he slammed Chinese overproduction of electric vehicles that threatened to have detrimental effects on U.S. and European automakers and complained that China was not doing enough to stop the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands took to the streets of Australia's major cities over the weekend demanding tougher laws on gendered violence. The rallies were spurred by a wave of violence.